Well, you know what? We've been featuring a lot of artists in the evenings, sort of. We've been doing some nonprofits. We've been featuring organizations and, like I said, small businesses. But we've also been doing artists, too, just because we want to make sure that we feature everyone that's trying to do good in the neighborhoods right now. And Delilah is on the line. Hi, Delilah. How are you?
Hi, Z. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know what? I have learned about you and what you've been doing from producer Cassara, who's filling in for producer Jasmine this evening. And I'm hearing that you have been really at the heart of this mural movement. So tell me, first of all, tell me, are you an artist?
No, I am not an artist. Well, I'm an artist at heart. I've always had an art background. My mother, my grandmother, they've always been very arts and crafty type of women. So that's just kind of embedded in me. But I own a gallery in Pilsen called Vault Gallery. Mm-hmm. So I'm more into the business side of art. I also manage an artist named Scent Rock, and I work with a lot of different artists just to manage projects, do mural gigs, different types of stuff like that.
Okay, so then how did you come up with this mural movement? And, well, first tell me what it is.
So the mural movement really started on June 3rd. My friend Mario from Chicago Midwest Made, that's located in Pilsen on 18th Street, he reached out to me because on the night that we all started doing the board ups right after the protest, he reached out because he wanted one of my artists to come through and write Black Lives Matter on the front of his store. So when he asked me to do that, I called Frills and Clue, which are artists that I work with, also with Sun Rock Studio. They came through last minute. It was about 4 p.m., and we quickly displayed the message, but they also created a really cool mural and that would display and support the message Black Lives Matter, Black and Brown Unity. Mm-hmm. So it really started with the first store. And then quickly after that, I started getting requests for the next day, and it turned into 7 or 8 stores on 18th Street. So that's how I kind of got started. And ever since that day on June 3rd, I'm up to about 58 murals in the city, mostly on the south side, a couple on the west side, and then also on Pilsen.
So, Delilah, tell me about the murals. Like, what are they on? Are they on the actual plywood that's boarding up some of the businesses, or are they on the, you know, actual brick facing of businesses?
So most of them are on the board ups and the storefronts, mm-hmm. And then we have a lot that are also on permanent walls. Right now, I'm starting to shift gears. I'm working towards getting murals on permanent walls, but it originally started with just the board ups and the storefront.
Got it. And you know what? I've noticed as, you know, businesses are now opening up and taking some of that plywood down and sort of the boarding down, I've noticed that sometimes some artists have been sort of taking that and making sure to save it and sort of display it somewhere, like in a gallery or somewhere else. Have you been thinking about doing that too?
Yes, so I definitely do have plans to exhibit the boards that are under the mural movement and also display them and auction them off, so the proceeds will go back to the artist, the business, and or a foundation. So I do have plans for all the murals on the board ups that are under the mural movement.
So tell me, how many artists have you been able to get involved in this mural movement?
So I have around 58 murals, and since June 3rd, I'm going to say it's around that or more. Some of the murals include, 7 to 8, 9 artists on them. One of them included, I think, 10 or 11. So I don't have the actual number, but it is definitely more than 50, that's for sure.
Wow.
And most of them are from Chicago. We also have one that we recently did in New York. Some are in Minneapolis, and then also in Milwaukee and in Indiana. So we're kind of outside of Chicago now. But most of the artists are from here and from all over.
So it sounds like a lot of these are collaborative pieces. Now, is everyone that works on a mural artists, like full-fledged artists, or are they, just maybe folks from the neighborhood, too, that kind of help out?
It's a kind of mix between the two. Most of them, I already know them because they display at Vault Gallery. Mm-hmm. But I'm really looking for artists that not only are just painting and displaying images, but also support the message Black Lives Matter, Black and Brown unity. So that's one thing about the mural movement I'm really particular about. It's not just an image. It's not just a mural. It supports a whole message behind it. So that's really what the mural movement is about.
What do you think that's so important about art and, incorporating artists into this? And how does it change a neighborhood? Like you mentioned Pilsen, how does it change a neighborhood to see this artwork on display for everybody?
So one of the cool things that I found entering a lot of communities, it's very inspirational. It gives people hope. It brings smiles. One thing I noticed, and this is how my project is now branching off into so many things, is we did a bunch of murals on 79th and Cottage Grove on the south side. And when we entered the neighborhood, it was just like every other neighborhood. You know, we're all going through some stuff right now. It's really hard times. But as the artists were there throughout the day, I started to notice a lot of women and families passing by to take photos. Everybody is, you know, smiling and have a good time and relating to the murals, saying things like, oh, that looks like me, that looks like my nose, that looks like my lips. And then a lot of the artists, which are so amazing, were allowing the neighbors from the neighborhood to also paint on there as well. So, you know, one thing about artists and what they do is it just brings a lot of inspiration and hope, beauty and value to the community. Really great conversations. And one of the things that we're now starting to gear into is also community engagement and beautifying elements. So what that means with the community engagement is when we come into a neighborhood, we are also asking the neighbors to help and assist on the murals. And also with the beautifying elements part, we are now also doing landscaping. So that might include us cutting weeds, cutting grass, picking up the litter, painting poles, walking around. So one of the last projects I just worked on this past weekend is we also had, and that was on 79th and Stony. It included 9 artists, all Black and Brown, and it was the Black and Brown Unity Wall. We also had Taco Sublime pull up, and they fed the whole community. So that's part of our community engagement, is to bring everybody together, to inspire them with art, and then also add value to the communities and have them work on the projects, because this is for them. This is mm-hmm. for their community. So I found that, you know, talking to people and getting to know them and, you know, seeing their needs, I feel like my calling now is to, you know, add value and inspiration and hope with art. And so This is not just me alone doing this. This is a collective effort between me and the artists. So now we're just, you know, making this a whole bigger project behind the murals too.
It sounds fantastic. It sounds inspirational. There's meaning behind the artwork. It's giving back to the community. And then on top of that, down the road, you're going to auction off this artwork to not only help organizations, but then also the artists themselves. And of course, artists are hurting throughout this pandemic. So incredible work, Delilah. Just tell us where the Vault Gallery is.
So Vault Gallery is located in Pilsen. You could also see all the movement on our Instagram, on the mural movement. If you would like to donate, you could go on vaultgallery.com. The donations go strictly to the materials for the artist. So let's all keep in mind that this is all voluntary. I've been volunteering, the artist's been volunteering, and what we're doing is raising funds so that way it makes them more comfortable and confident to move forward on things by supporting them and buying the supplies or helping them with transportation. So we've been raising funds for that.
Love that. Well, good work, Delilah. Thank you so much for joining us.